Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Happy Friday. Happy holidays. Yes. So Mercury is offline right now. And so what's happening in the air right now, what's happening in the cosmos is that we're a little foggy, man. You know, we're a little like in between states, kind of like floating a little bit. So for tonight, as we dive into this particular episode, which is all about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving, I think it might be a really good thing to float with our music. It's very Piscean of me. Before we dive in, let me go ahead and chant. Greet the evening. Om Namo Gurudev. Right into a song so I could acclimate. You know what I mean? I'm totally peaced out. It's so weird. Anyways, enjoy this very classic song and welcome to the Master's Playground.
Thank you.
a classic song. Yeah, Soul is Full of Love, Bjork. All right, love. So today's episode is all about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving. With it being Thanksgiving on the calendar, right? Here we are, we're gathering, we're celebrating, we're putting all this focus, conscious energy into having gratitude. Gratitude for everything that we have, for the people in our lives, you know. And it's based upon a really questionable history, right? You know, it's really like what really went down, you know. Our history books, you might recall, elementary school, we're doing these great little construction paper cutouts of turkeys, you know, as we're being told the story of how the Indians helped the pilgrims in their malnourished states, you know, by assisting them with harvesting, planting seeds, really getting back on their feet, right? So sometime in November of 1621, there was a big celebration, you know, a really big celebration with it all. Governor William Bradford proclaimed, "Let's celebrate, there's harvest, yay." However, some scholars and Native Americans have issue with how the Thanksgiving story is being presented, you know, to the American public. In their view, the traditional narratives paint a deceptively sunny picture of relations, masking a long and bloody history of conflict between Native Americans and European settlers. So we know this, you know, we already know this. This is not some ancient secret, right? But it does highlight this really interesting analysis of harmony, giving, exchange, sharing, caring. So with all of this, this is a perfect time for us to take a look at the concept of Thanksgiving and thanks-taking. And what I mean by that, what is it to give freely without attachment? We're also going to discuss taking and often how we can, under the guise of giving, we really are expecting something in return. Dubious attention, once again. For example, we will trade you, like, what if I, like, rolled up to you, right, and said, "Hey, man, let me give you these glass beads. Aren't they shiny? They're so beautiful, aren't they? Yeah. Now, in exchange, give me 10,000 acres of land, right?" Those dubious exchanges that are not equal. An imagery of imbalanced exchange. So really we're going to be diving into the difference between exchange, giving freely, and simply taking. And the reason I want to highlight this, right, is because it's all energy, as we know. Everything is energy. And people, it's all the rage, man, you know. We're still in the Piscean age, so what's happening, you know, out there, still, which floors me, often people are attached to their giving, and that creates an energy of debt. Right? However, like on the flip side of it all, if you give freely, that creates an energy of abundance. And that is why I want to take a look at this. Like, for example, all right, here's a really good example, right? So, cut to Los Angeles, LA, and you see a dirty person on the corner. You see someone asking for money. You know? So you go into a small process. You see them, right? And you start questioning to yourself, should I give that person money? And then there's thoughts that might pop in. Like, oh, if I give that person money, they're just going to spend it on alcohol or drugs or what have you, right? Instead of simply taking the moment to thank the universe for bestowing upon you the opportunity to simply give. To simply give. Right? It's the same when we do favors for a friend or a coworker. Right? When we think about exchanges, all right, you know, here, what's an even exchange, right? Like, let's say Bobby, your coworker, you know, you give him rides home sometimes. And then, you know, in turn, he gives you rides home. You know, it's very basic, but it's an even exchange of energy, right? So there's all these different forms of giving that we can do. You know, we can give freely, simply celebrating the fact that we are being given the opportunity to give, or we can give in an equal exchange, or we could simply be scandalous and take, you know, simply just take, you know, take things for granted, take things because you feel you deserve it. Oh, that person's abundant. They can afford it. You know, what have you. So we're going to dive into all this, man. We're going to, you know, just really start to chew it over. The exchange of energy. And how, of all the examples, right, it is seldomly found that we simply give freely. And when we do, it usually is under this, you know, guides of like, okay, nation, here's a day of dedicated gratitude. What are you going to do? Let's buy something and like go and hand out, you know, I don't know, blankets or, you know, let's serve food. Instead of simply living in that truth every day of your life, every moment of your life. It's like we need these annual calendar reminders. It's kind of trippy. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shift into another song. And this is like a really classic song that I just love to love to love. Wait a minute. Is that the one that I want to play? Hold on. Actually, I'm going to shift. I'm going to play a song by Annie DeFranco. And that's all I've got to say because, you know, it's Annie DeFranco. So enjoy. Thank you. Love that version. Good talk. That was Annie DeFranco singing Amazing Grace. Wow. That was groovy. It was funkadelic. It was so, I don't know, primal. It was great. I'm so used to the versions where I need like a whole box of Kleenex, you know. You know, the very like gospel churchy kind, but this one was just like primal. I loved it. Right on. So tonight we are talking about Thanksgiving and Thanks-taking. We've been exploring the different types of energy pertaining to exchange. You know? Are you someone who's giving freely for the sake of giving? Period. Without expectation. Without doing it under the guides of something and, you know, getting something in return. Are you simply taking? Because you feel that you're entitled. Yes. Such are the times where we begin to examine thyself and just how we are using our energy in the world, like it or not. You know, I just did the tarot spread for the coming week. And you know, this energy is not stopping, man. You know, I'm going to get into it in a little while because I'm a little floored with what I just pulled out. You know, I'm like, okay, universe, what's going on? What's happening? And it's, I'll say this. The energies, whether you like it or not, are basically forcing you to look at yourself. End of story. In a very intimate, exposing way. So more on that a little bit later, man. Right on. All right, so back to all things Thanksgiving and Thanks-taking. right? So we discussed, you know, the Thanksgiving, you know, the controversial, you know, hey man, what really went down? How did it go? Whatever. It's really about, you know, not whatever. I mean, no disrespect to anybody on, you know, this, you know, exchange between Native Americans and European settlers. What I wish to highlight when I say whatever is that there was a multiplicity of interpretations, giving freely, balance exchanging, and simply taking. All of it was had. And so now it's relegated to, you know, this one day of the year where we celebrate each other in the way that we should be celebrating each other every day of the year. But at least it's happening. Anyway, so let's shift into the second portion of the show, giving and abundance, right? I highlighted how if we give under the guides of expecting to receive, we are creating the energy of debt. If you give for simply giving, you are creating the energy of abundance. Something to consider. So what are the emotions behind giving in abundance? You know, it's unselfish. It's fair. It's generous. It's sharing. It's humble. It's caring. It's joyful. It's fruitful. But most importantly, it is grateful. Making an attitude of gratitude. I want to dive into a quote. Right. And the reason I'm going to dive into this quote that I'm about to share is because when we are able to be grateful, we open up flow so incredibly deeply. So if you want to be prosperous, this is the quote. If you want to be prosperous, there are certain things you have to have. One is your genuineness. If you are a genius and you're not genuine, it's useless. Do you have patience? Being a genius is not enough. Being genuine is equally required. You must have patience. Without patience, you can't achieve your purpose. Then you must have talent, and you must walk tall with it. Otherwise, people will never obey you, never follow you, never understand you, never know you. If you have talent, you must walk tall, and if you walk tall, you must carry the wagon with you. Teamwork. You must be talented enough to walk tall and take the teamwork in hand. We work hard. We propose. We process. And we project it. These three things are essential. If we do these three right, prosperity shall be there. If there is prosperity, you have to show it. That's human nature. Some show it for their own sake. Some show it for their higher self's sake. Some show it for their lower self's sake. The tragedy of life is when you reach a certain standard of prosperity, Then it becomes a routine. And then it becomes boredom. There, you have to learn something. To start with, you should have an attitude of gratitude. Without the attitude of gratitude, neither prosperity, nor pleasure, joy, nor happiness means anything. And it works this way. To those who have an attitude of gratitude and who do it with innocence, Mother Nature brings all the wealth, health, and happiness. The only way a relationship between you and God can be established is if you become grateful and build up a standard of gratitude. Only then will fulfillment come in life. Only then can you be happy in life. Only then will you be fulfilled in life. Because in God we trust and in God we dwell. The attitude of gratitude is the highest way of living and is the biggest truth, the highest truth. You cannot live with applied consciousness until you understand that you have to be grateful for what you have. If you are grateful for what you have, then Mother Nature will give you more, because the universe is made by God, by gratitude. You will never have more. And if you care to get it, something will be lost. The law of balance is the law of applied consciousness. You can never change it. You will get one thing, you will lose another. You will get a third thing, you will lose the fourth. Always there is a gap. The law of gap is that there is no gap. And how can that gap be filled? Be in gratitude. Make an attitude to be in gratitude. You will find the whole universe will come to you. What is prayer? A talk to our higher self. Asking our higher self, relating to our higher self. Why do we just pray at one time? Why don't we praise in gratitude? Gratitude is prayer and praise put together, because God is in all. We must pray and praise all. We must pray and praise all the time. And then you could see God in all. Otherwise, you cannot see God at all. We are all broken. Why do we break? Because we don't have gratitude. Our attitude is not of gratitude. Our manners are not of gratitude. That's why our mission is to be prosperous. That all our prosperity is to share with others. The purpose is to be in gratitude forever. Live with applied consciousness. Prosperity will break through the walls, flood you with it. You do prayer when you are in difficulty. Pray when you are not in difficulty. That is the attitude of gratitude. Yogi Bhajan. Beautiful. So with that, I'm going to shift into another song. And I have so many options here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with this one. Enjoy, you guys. I love you. FC Kahuna. That's probably one of the weirdest band names I've heard in a very long time. FC Kahuna.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping it's like some band initial thing. Anyway, so we've been talking about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving and really coming into a certain awareness of being grateful for everything in our life. Not just one day of the year. Being grateful to the universe for providing opportunities to be abundant, to give. That is what abundance and prosperity means. Yeah. To live from your heart chakra. So, I'm about to read the tarot cards for the coming week, and it's kind of intense, you guys. It's pretty magical and beautiful, but intense. And before I do want to share one thing. I invite you to visit my spiritual website, triplegoddesspro.me. Within the next 24 hours, I'm offering everything at 50% off. Abundance. So take advantage of that. I invite you to clear energy, identify patterns, see what's come into full self-awareness of what's holding you back, what you're ready to work on. TripleGoddessPro.me. All right, so let's get into the reading for the coming week. As you know, at the end of the show, I always ask, what are the energies that the collective consciousness can anticipate for the coming week? Excuse me. And we begin with the Two of Discs. Many individuals are deep in the throe of balancing the material world with the spiritual world. Their growing expansiveness in comparison to the confinement of the human experience. And learning to integrate spirit into the material world while learning to integrate the material world even further into spirit. So that's coming. That's happening. I mean, let's just face it, it's happening. It's not coming. It literally is already occurring. So great, right? So we're walking the tightrope and we're learning to balance even more. Oh my gosh. But then you guys, we transfer into one of the most intense cards of the deck. And before I read it, I've been highlighting all year since the debut of The Master's Playground, which was January 10th of this year. This is the year of seven. This is the year of doing the work. This work right here. Right? Not everyone has been heeding the call. Not everybody put on their scuba gear come January and said, oh my gosh, we've got to do work now. We totally need to merge with the divine. Let's do this, right? Not everybody did it. You know, month after month, drama after drama, you know, and that's cool, man. You know, that's the way it's unfolding. You know, that's fine. Some of us had to go in there first and just go, yo, man, this is going down. Let's do this. And they're like, what? What? What's going on? What is she talking about? Right. So here we are, the end of November. Last call for alcohol. This is it, man. Right? So if you have been putting your toe into the spiritual water and going, oh, man, I'm totally spiritual. You know, I don't need to, like, put on my scuba gear and deal with all this stuff. You know, I'm just allowing, you know, some... you know, esoteric fluff. Well, my loves, here it is. TikTok, the party does not stop. The Tower card. It's about to go down. So what does that mean? Things are going to happen. And once they happen, it cannot be undone. Right? So what's really going on here? What are we looking at? What's going on? We're balancing the spiritual and the material, and then the universe is about to drop the A-bomb. How do I want to translate this? If you have not been doing the work, if your ego has been in the way, time's up. The universe is about to drop the A-bomb to ensure that those, that you being in your own way no longer applies. This is beyond damage control. This is the eruptive force of total transformation. This card indicates any wrong thinking that has been occurring in your life, our lives, what have you, is about to come under this incredible disruptive force so that that too can be transformed. And this is no joke. This is not the light and fluffy, woo, I'm expanding and growing and it's all so yummy and tra-la-la, let's skip through the park. This card is literally fetal positions, everyone. And we cry it out. And we shake it out. And we totally deal with that deep, dark truth. It requires chaos. Ah, chaos. And this chaos leads to a new vision of yourself. It is required. The universe is just now, it's literally the universe is saying now. This is it. I've had it. I tried talking to you all year. I've had it. You know, you're still holding on to that archaic old paradigm perspective. No, that's it. So that's coming this week. Wow. So, going back to the last call for alcohol that I've been talking about, right? The rebirth. It's now your turn. It's now your turn. All this false agreements and contracts and this illusion of the ego, man. The shit that our ego holds on to, that is no longer going to apply. You know, that's why I've been doing it, saying, do the work this year, you guys. We got to get real. We've got to get authentic with ourselves. You know. And like sands through the hourglass, here we are coming to the end of 2014. And anything that you have not tended to, any blockage that you're trying to like brush under the carpet, you know, any blame that you have for the other person, wow, that was the first time I've ever done a sound effect for a tarot card reading. I gotta tell you, I'm totally excited about this, personally. I'm like, yeah, man, let's go in. Blow this, you know, let's blow this up. Give me truth. Because everything else is crap. Smelly. Right on. I'm like, okay, well, this is some serious action, man. So what else do we need to know, right? Because I kept this party going. I did a total of four cards. for us, my loves. The next card that we ended up getting is the Page of Wands. Why is this all happening? So that we finish off that which is not true. You're finished. That's it. Meaning it has to happen. I think I've been watching too many Star Wars teaser trailers. Okay, I'm distracted. I'm totally like, that 7-year-old is coming out in me and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait. Oh my God. Okay, all right. So why is all of this happening? You guys, it's divinely so. I mean, come on. You know, this is not the 90s anymore. This is not the early 2000s where we're, you know, being philosophical about, you know, wow, man, let's live in peace and stuff. No, dude. Major cleanup, aisle 5. Right? It's happening for the illumination of your life. So that you can be more authentic. Be your higher self. One with the divine. Any place where you have not let God in, A-bomb. Tower. In addition to that, there's another card that showed up, right? And the other card is saying, all right, as we're balancing the spiritual and the material world, right, on this tightrope, like, wait, who am I? What's going on? How do I make it all happen? You know, now the universe is going in to destroy and create chaos in the areas where you have ignored it, swept it under, completely lied to yourself about it. Lied to others. There's only divine truth. Transformation is here. So prepare, you guys, prepare. I mean, this is goingdown.com. So that you can be fully illuminated in this lifetime. Now, what that means is that a lot of people are about to crumble. A lot of people are going to have their reality shattered. Trust me, I know. I've been through it. It has to happen. Because, and the last card is the 10 of Wands. Because you've been carrying on the facade and the burden for too long. Wow. Maybe I should start a show where it's like dramatic tarot or something. And the whole show is just dedicated to like this very theatrical feather boa experience of reading tarot. All right, you guys. So it's goingdown.com. Again, I'm making light of it, you know, because it's, well, because I'm on the other side. That's not to say that I haven't done, you know, I don't still have areas to work on within my own self. But I know what this is going to do to a lot of people, and it's going to feel very dark, and it's going to feel very alone, and it's going to feel, it's like the blood drains from your entire body and you're just like cold. Like what? Just, you know, it's intense. But it has to happen. It has to happen. So with that, I'm going to be sending you guys off with a blessing. In a Satnam. I invite you to reach out to me at triplegoddesspro.me. Everything is 50% off. Living in service. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. in the pure light within you. Guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine, the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The master,
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 master, master, master, master, master, master.